Changes to make for better mental health. I've been reading a book called Learning to Love Yourself by Gay Hendricks. Even though the book received criticism from Psychology Today, it did find its way into millions of hands and hearts. And it kind of proves that peer reviews don't necessarily always dictate the value of knowledge and wisdom. The book is a gem, I think at least. I highly recommend it. You can also access the free audio version of the book through your library's streaming app. Learning to love ourselves can be challenging because we're programmed by things like social and cultural conditioning that dictates how we should act, look, and think. Media messages that tell us happiness is just one product or procedure away. And a relentless economy that fosters an endless cycle of work, debt, and consumption, leaving little room for introspection. For much of my life, I tried to drown out all of this noise and my own pain through self-medication. My broadcasting career became the backdrop to my struggles with mental health and addictions, and it wasn't until my life became completely unmanageable that I made the decision to check myself into a 30-day rehab program, and that was back in 2009. Back then, the dominant recovery framework was the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And while that offered some guidance, what truly did end up opening my heart to healing were the alternative tools that were introduced to me by the rehab's director. He was a practicing Buddhist, and he shared a broader perspective on recovery and life that planted seeds that would still take years to blossom. The road to recovery was far from linear for me. For 8 long years, I stumbled, I fell, I stood up again. It was only through persistence and self-discovery that I found the right combination of tools to finally maintain my freedom from addictions. Today, I often remind others and myself that we are not the sum of our setbacks, but rather the heroes of our relentless comebacks. So as we step into this new year, many of us are feeling the pressure of making and keeping resolutions. It's a well-worn tradition, one that often leads to self-criticism when we inevitably fall short. This cycle is as old as humanity itself. We procrastinate. We tell ourselves things like, we'll start tomorrow or next week or when the time is right, but the time is never right. The days slip by, uneasiness grows, and we remain stuck. So here's the question. Why do we continue to draw the arbitrary line in the sand at the beginning of every year? What is stopping you from living authentically, loving deeply, and pursuing what truly matters to you every day? It's worth some contemplation. Here are a few things to maybe start the ball rolling in the right direction. Start to speak out for what you believe in. When I did that, I literally lost my career of 22 years. Next, stop sweating the small stuff. And the older we get, sometimes life has to be seen in the rearview mirror to appreciate that it's all small stuff. So stop sweating the small stuff. My dad used to say, worry is the interest you pay on a debt that never comes due. And most importantly, stop deferring the dreams, actions, and conversations that you know are essential to your soul, but you keep putting off. We can't assume we have 6 more years or even 6 more weeks. What we do have is today, this moment, and the gift of this life. Use it. My husband recently had a heart attack and had double bypass surgery. He's recovering nicely. But he asked me a question that really landed on me. He said, do you think the number 4,264 is a big number? And I said, no, not really. And he said, that is the average number of weeks to a lifespan. So if you take like 80 years, give or take, 4,264 weeks, that's the average lifetime. So for me, it helped to put life in a clear perspective that all we have is today. One good thing about living in the recovery circle of life is that you live one day at a time. That's all we have to do is navigate the next 24 hours. So I hope you've gotten something from this, and I would love to stay in touch with you if you want to start putting together a blueprint for better mental health, I would love to hear from you. And I leave you with my wish that the force be with you. And remember, you are the force. Happy New Year.